more Elio.
Let's see, get in there and see. Together, I didn't mean that. You can play. You don't know how to play? You don't know how to play? Oh yeah.
Song is Rabbi Koffs. You know the Rabbi Yeshiva? Rabbi Koffs.
So we played it in Poland, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Nachi wanted to bring it for lunch.
Begin a little bit Avram Avinu. There's so much to say. There's so much. It's incredible how one person, our grandfather, our Zayda, our grandfather, where we come from, each and every one of us, There's so much to talk about. You could learn about Avraham Avinu, Svarim, you could learn about him your whole life. To learn his ways, to learn his beauty. Avraham is Ahava. Avraham is Chesed. His kindness. Oh, we didn't sing Avraham. Okay, we can do that next week. It's Hashem. Avraham is kindness. He's Chesed. He's love. He's giving. He's Makarev. He brings everyone closer to Hashem. He brings everyone who wants, as Rabbi Dr. Tversky once said, what are you worried about? What are you worried about someone who's not so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't feel close to Hashem? We're all close to Hashem. Doesn't feel like they have this relationship with Hashem. So he says, why do people start drinking? Rabbi Dr. Tversky was a psychiatrist who was very, very, he was a trailblazer in understanding addiction for everyone. And he said that the reason people follow other people is because they see they're having a good time. And when someone's having a good time, you're like, I like to copy that guy. What's that guy drinking? What's that guy doing? What's that guy, how is he having a good time? And he was saying how the greatest influence that we can be on somebody else is when we're connected to God, when we're connected to Hashem, when we're connected to His Torah, when we're connected to Shabbos. And you're like, wow, look at that guy. He loves Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Look at that guy. He loves Torah. What is Torah? Look at that person. He loves Yidden. He loves every Jew. I want that. I want what he has. Rabbi Kalish, a tzaddik. Rabbi Kalish, every time I'm with him, I just want to be closer. I want to be closer to other Yidden. I want to be closer because it's attractive. It's attractive to see someone with so much love. That's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was filled with connection, was filled with love. He was filled with Hachnasas Archim, as we know. He's filled with Emunah, which we're going to talk about. Because what the Medrash, this is the famous Medrash that I'm going to teach you or share with you in Parshas Lech Lecha, is the irony of Avraham Avinu is all of that love and connection comes from where? It comes from thinking. It comes from analyzing. It comes from Chachma. It comes from contemplating. It comes from processing. It comes from thinking about things. One of the greatest tragedies of the distractions of us, of our generation, is we don't have time to contemplate, to process, to think, to look out the window, and to think, to take a walk. Not because, oh, I'm going to take a walk, but to take a walk and not be distracted and to be able to process and to look, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam writes, how does a person come to love Hashem? Love. Who doesn't want love? Who doesn't want to connect and have love? Who doesn't want to feel love? I wish I loved Hashem more. I wish Hashem, I felt Hashem's love for me more. Who doesn't want that? So how do you get to that? And the Rambam is known, Maimonides is known to be more from the philosophical, from the intellectual side. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says to be mispoinim, the ma'isav ubruav anifloim agedoylim, the yira mehen chachmasoi. When you see the wisdom, when you see the chachma, when you see the wisdom of the world, when you see the wisdom of a tree, when you see the wisdom of life, and you see the beauty of the clouds, you see the beauty of just how things work. When a person learns and understands the intricacies of your brain and you think about it, and you think, As the Medrash says, it's like an incredible Medrash. In the Parsha it says that Ra Bira Amar of Yitzchak Mashal Echad Shaya Oivar Mimakom LaMakom. A person was passing from one place to another place, and he saw a palace that was set ablaze. It was on fire. And Amar Toimer Shabira Hazu Beloy Manig. He said to himself, "Can it be that this palace is without a supervisor? Could it be that all the pain that I went through as a child, could it be that all my issues, quote unquote, that I have, could it be that all of my shortcomings, could it be all of my talents, could it be just stam? Or maybe there's a chachma, there's a wisdom to my life. There's something very deep." As Rav Shraga Feivelman Lovitz says, the Gemara says, "Ein tzur kelekenu." There's no rock like God. Al tikri, the Gemara says, "Al tikri tzur." Don't call God a rock, el tzayar. He's an artist. And Rav Shraga Feivelman Lovitz, one of the great tzaddikim of the last generation, said, "What's the difference between someone who can draw and someone who's an artist? Someone who can just draw a little bit and someone who's an artist." So he says, the guy who can draw regular, what does he do? As he's drawing the picture, it's very clear what he's drawing. He's making a circle, there's the head. He's making a line, that's the body, a stick figure, very simple. I'm making a sun, circle with those lines all around it. The artist, what does the artist do? You walk in, and the artist, if anyone's ever seen an artist, you go ahead, draw a painting while he's drawing. Who is that? Akiva, you're an artist.
Big time.
The first one, okay. He's a humble artist. We're good. Here we go. If you watch, I remember when I was a kid, I must have been 9, 10 years old. I remember the first time we went away up to the Poconos, and we were at this place, and Motzei Shabbos, there was a whole event, and they had different venues, and there was a guy drawing. He would say, spend, I don't know how much money, it was probably much cheaper than nowadays, or whatever, the value was less, not value, the dollar. And I remember watching him, and I was like, what? I was like turning around, I'm like, what is that? He like put a blotch over here, and he put a blotch over there, and he's going like this and going like that, doing all these weird stuff. Like, what's he doing? And then at the end, he's... And then you have this gorgeous, gorgeous picture. So, Sedrub Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, Ein Tzayer Kelekeinu. Yes, you have blotches. Yes, Hashem goes like this to you, and he goes like that to you, and you're like, what is that? What is that? What is that? But when a person thinks and contemplates that there's a chachma, there's wisdom, there's science to understand the intricacies, what happens is our love comes from our emotion. We want emotion. We're craving emotion, which is beautiful. And you're going to get emotion. The beginning of that is Avram Avinu is to chachma, koyach ma, to be curious. To be curious, maybe, and I say maybe with sensitivity, and I say it with honesty as well. Maybe your understanding of God is boxed in. Maybe your understanding of God is very, very, very primitive. And it's not with chachma. Maybe my, let me say it like that, I feel better saying that. Maybe my understanding of God, my understanding of the Torah, my understanding of the world, Hashem's world, is very, very primitive and very subjective. As opposed to me being curious and thinking, maybe there's something much deeper within my story, within my life, within my mission, with my neshama, That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, we, each and every one of you sitting here, myself, all of us, have we'll talk in a second. Listen to this Rashi. It's one of my favorite Rashis in all and everything. Rashi says, based on the Pasuk, that Hashem took Avram outside. It's so emotional. Avram didn't have children. And he took him outside. And he said, look at the stars. This is incredible. Habed na shamayma. He says, look at the stars. Your children are going to be like this. Avram's like, what does that mean? Vayetze oisayachutza. Rashi says, his second shot in the Medrash, Omar loitzei me'atzagninu shalcha. You saw b'mazaloy she'incha osid lahamid ben. You think you're never going to have children. You think you're never going to be who you want to be. Be curious. Look outside. Go outside. Go outside. Be more creative. Love addict? Maybe I am a love addict. Am I maybe a love avoidant? Maybe I am a love avoidant. Am I someone who has issues with my mother? Maybe I have real deep issues with my father. And you ask yourself those questions. You don't have to answer the question. You don't have to answer the question. But to contemplate and to think, why am I such a people pleaser? Why can't I just say no? How come I can't set boundaries? How come I can't fall asleep? How come every time I'm nervous, I do this? Those are incredible chachma. Why is that chachma? Because again, chachma are the letters koach ma, which means the more you ask those questions, and you know who you're going to ask those questions to? This is a I think this is the most time we say no Mic Monday in every shiur. I think last year we used to just say no Mic Monday once in a while. There's a great, great hakdama intro to next week's no Mic Monday when we're going to talk about relationships. Relationships. Ready for this? Who are you going to ask questions to? You know who you're going to listen to and ask questions to? The girl you're dating. The girl who you want to marry, you're going to want to get to know her. How are you going to want to get to know her? By understanding, oh, so where are you from? Yeah, you might do it just in the beginning, just so that she likes you. But in order for the relationship to continue, you're going to actually get the Adam Yoda Eschava Ishtai. I want to get to know you. I really, really, really want to get to know you. And how do you get to know someone? By asking questions. By learning them. Learning. It's so interesting. I noticed that you're a night person. I noticed that you're you get up very early. I noticed that you study very hard. I noticed that you have a lot of friends. I noticed that you get frustrated when I don't call you back right away. I noticed that your love language is X, Y, and Z. That's how you create and develop a relationship with someone. You ask them and you get to know them. You ask questions. Chachma. When I ask questions about myself, why am I here in yeshiva? Why did you come to yeshiva? Why are you so sad? Why are you so happy? How come sometimes I'm so sad? Sometimes I'm so happy. Why is it every time I pick up the phone to speak to my mother or to speak to my father, suddenly I feel a certain way? Why do I feel? It's just learning yourself. That's Avram Avinu, Chochma. And you know what that causes? That causes connection. That causes relationships. That causes a person to think, why is it that Judaism is so into Shabbos and I have no interest in Shabbos? That's a great question. Why is it that Judaism is so into Gemara and I can't stand Gemara? That's a great question. Why is it that I have trouble, sleeping? I have trouble getting up? That's a great question. That's Avram Avinu. That's how you learn yourself. That's how you learn to love yourself. That's how you learn to love other people. That's how you learn to do chesed. That's how you learn relationships. That's how a person is able to go from being a tzur to be a rock, to a tzayar, to be an artist,
to question yourself, not question yourself in a critical way, but to question yourself in a curious way. How can I get out of my past? Why am I so stuck in my past? Why do I think so negatively? How can I learn to think more positively? And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And you know what? That's Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu, which is incredible, the whole entire world, it's one of the reasons I love Avram. I feel so connected to Avram Avinu, because the whole entire world can go ahead and say and bobblehead and say, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, this is what you do. The whole entire world, give it 5 years, the whole entire world, the Jewish people, genocide, we're committing genocide. The whole entire world, Israel, terrible. The whole entire world, why do they hate us so much? I would ask yourself that question. Why do they hate us so much? That's a great question. Listen to Rav Beryl Wine. Learn a little bit about the history of the Jewish people. There's a great podcast that Rabbi Wine has with Inspiration Nation that I saw that is, it's not so long to learn about our heritage. What does that mean that you're Jewish? What does that mean? Who else besides Kyrie Irving is an anti-Semite? Everybody. LeBron? Everybody. Long list.
Danny Alfio.
Long list. Why? What does he hate about? And I've said this. What? Good. So that's what. That's an answer that you're saying. What's he jealous of? He's Kyrie Irving. I'm jealous of him. What? Ask yourself those questions. Ask yourself questions, and you'll get answers. You don't have to answer. Avram Avinu. Know what the Medrash says? The Medrash says, Hitzitz Olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the owner of the palace, looked at him. And know what he said? He says, I am the master of the world. And you know why he says, I am the master of the world? Because Avram Avinu had the courage and humility to ask real questions and to have the chachma to think about what it is that I'm doing in my life. This is the time when you're 18 years old, when you're 19 years old, when you're 20 years old. I got to just share this story. Oh, wow. I didn't realize it's 6:34. I just want to share this story and then we'll do Chavetz Chaim. I forgot to share this story, but I love, the reason I'm saying this story is for this reason. You guys are young. We're all very young. There was a guy, I think it was last week I was in Yerushalayim, and there was a car that had stopped in the middle of the road to pick someone up. It was a side street. It wasn't in the middle of a busy street. And there was a car right behind him, and because the car in front of him stopped for 10 seconds, I heard the horn, right? Like the guy like sitting on the horn. Big beep, big long beep. And the guy was yelling. And then I saw him roll down his window. The guy behind who was beeping and yelling must have been 90 years old. He was like an old man, maybe 80, maybe I'm exaggerating. And I was like, I love you. Thank you so much. You know why? Because I'm going to mention you in Shir for many, many years. Thank you so much. If I was able to run over to him and give him a kiss and say thank you, I would have done that. Why? Mayor, yeah, why? You know why? You know why? The airport. The airplane story. Very good, Ravel. You know my story in the airplane. I'll say it quickly. First time I flew first class, I was flown out here for a wedding. Yeah, it was, yes. I didn't do anything. I was flown out, Teretz Yisrael. This must have been 15 years ago. I was flown out for a wedding. I flew, I think it was Delta. I flew first class. And that was when, I don't know if you guys ever saw it. It was when when you were on the top of the plane. It's like you walk in, everyone's going. It's like, sorry, buddy, I'm going upstairs. So I went upstairs and I sat, never saw anything. It was the first time on a plane. I was like, we landed. I'm like, I'd like to stay for another couple hours. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting next to this guy. Now, I'm not a guy who paid for the ticket. I'm a guy who was flown out. I'm sitting next to this guy who paid for his ticket. He must have been also probably 75 years old. I'll never forget him. Maybe he's still alive, b'schus all the mussar that I've learned from him. And they had, back then, it was before they had the seat, movie stuff and blah, blah, blah. They had these little things that they, whatever, that you picked up, whatever. It was a whole thing. And the guy's movie thing and his headphones and all that wasn't working. And he was yelling and hitting the thing and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're paying $10,000, $8,000 for first class. You are probably a pretty put together guy in some ways. You are 80 years old acting like a little baby. You are acting like a little baby. Just like this guy that I saw driving. You're beeping the horn yelling. This guy could die, you know, he could die within 24 hours. And he's on his horn beeping somebody else yelling at him. And oh, I love that story. Because all he did was just not think about his life and how I cannot be an angry guy. That's all he did. All he did was bobblehead. All he did was say, I'm not going to work on myself. All he did was just go with the flow and do whatever. He wasn't an Avram Avinu. All Avram, what was the difference between Avram Avinu? The whole entire world is beeping their horns yelling. The whole entire world is yelling one thing. Are you asking yourself that question? Not, I want to be different. I don't believe that Avram Avinu wanted to be different. I think Avram Avinu wanted to know and wanted to ask questions that were real questions that bothered him. And he spent the time thinking and analyzing and being open and being curious that does this all make sense? Like we said yesterday, if it doesn't make sense, say that it doesn't make sense. Say that it doesn't make sense because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that Hashem is a monster. Does it make sense to you to be part of a religion that God is a monster? I'll tell you one thing about me. I'm not going to be part of a religion that God is a monster. I want to be part of a religion where God is forgiving, loving, accepting, and wants to have a relationship with me. And loves everything. What?
What if that's not the reality?
If it's not your reality.
What if it's not the reality?
No, if it's not your reality, if it's not your reality, then you want to question yourself and say, well, who is God to me? Why is God? Why is there is a subjective definition. There is a subjective definition because it's your God. It's your God. No one can have your God. It's your Hashem. There is no other person who has your perception of Hashem. It's your Hashem. And yes, if your Hashem is a monster, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for anyone whose God is a monster. I feel bad for anyone who feels that religion and Judaism is all about restrictions and rules and how can I get you and blah, blah, blah. I feel terrible for you. That sounds more like Christianity and that you're going to burn. But where does that come from? That comes from thinking. Comes from being intellectually honest. Comes from analyzing, from being open. Okay, it's 6:40. I'm going to wrap up now and then we'll do some questions afterwards. Have an amazing, yeah, let's do a quick Shmiras Halashen, quick halacha, and the halacha goes like this. Even negative history about someone that is well known, it is still forbidden to talk about it. When you repeat Lashon Hara, which was already said by other people, is much worse, because the more people repeat it, the more people will believe it. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Yes, questions, yeah, see, yeah, go.
So, oh my God.
Is there such a thing as a wrong perception?
No.